Welcome to Taiwan Headlines, news, analysis, and context from Taichung, Taiwan. I'm Donovan Smith. All right, we have an update on the absentee ballot proposal that the Executive Yuan is preparing, which I referenced in yesterday's show. Taipei Times is reporting the following, quote, a draft bill from the Central Election Commission would allow absentee voting on referendums across municipal and county lines, but would not allow for voting abroad or online, a source said yesterday. Opposition party members have been calling for the implementation of absentee voting, but the Democratic Progressive Party has opposed it, citing concerns over information security and fraud. Due to such concerns, the Commission's bill, which has been submitted to the Executive Yuan for review, would not contain provisions for voting online or from abroad, the source said, adding that people would have to apply to be eligible for absentee voting. Now, further down in the article is this, quote, attitudes in the DPP toward absentee voting remain conservative, the source said, adding that some DPP members have pointed to issues with mailed-in ballots in the most recent U.S. presidential election. There were also information security concerns that would make online voting questionable, the source said. Okay, assuming this single source is reliable, and from the comments on the DPP's attitude, it rings true, then this clears up a lot. The DPP has traditionally been against absentee voting, which is why I was so surprised that this was being proposed in yesterday's show. This is a tentative toe in the waters of absentee voting. Limiting it to referendums is a way to test it out without risking trying it in a general election. It also sets a precedent, which could be used to eventually expand it if it works well. They're not making it easy, having to specifically apply for it. And, as expected, there will be no online or overseas voting. One big question remains. Will it apply to the referendums in December? The KMT is pushing for an extraordinary legislative session to discuss the bill, but citing the pandemic, the Executive Yuan is punting it to the next formal session in September. Strategically, of course, the KMT wants to move up the schedule on this to ensure it applies in December. After all, two of the referendums are sponsored by the KMT. The biggest challenge facing passing their referendums isn't public opinion. It's on the KMT's side in both cases. Their real challenge will be turnout, and this would help them on that front. Looking at it from a purely strategic point of viewpoint, it's puzzling the DPP is allowing this to go forward now. I wouldn't be surprised if they intentionally drag their heels on this, so it won't apply in December, as the DPP doesn't want any of them to pass. They're also not going to want to do the KMT any favors. Now, there's also another element to this that no one seems to have noticed. If it passes and the KMT's referendum on merging referendum voting dates with general election dates also passes, this could set up a situation in 2022 where voters will be able to vote by absentee ballot in that election, but not for candidates in local elections using the same method. In another article in the Taipei Times, in spite of previous criticism, it appears the KMT is now on board for the delayed referendum vote. Quote, KMT Caucus Deputy Secretary General Jessica Chen, Chen Yuzhen, said that the caucus supports delaying the referendum but questions the legal basis for the move. The amended Referendum Act, which separates referendums from general elections, does not provide a legal basis for delaying referendums, the KMT caucus said, calling for an extraordinary session to amend the act to allow for postponements. Now, this appears to be both a legitimate concern for law and a move to try and put pressure to get that extraordinary session. She kind of tips her hand here. Quote, these kinks need to be ironed out during an extraordinary session, and there is no reason why the Democratic Progressive Party should be afraid of convening such a session. There's also an update on the Chen Bo-wei recall. Turns out that the August 28 date for that is tentative, and the Central Election Commission will reconvene on July 16th to determine if they are going to push the date back. Reporting yesterday noted that it needs to be held after 60 days of certifying the recall, which leaves them some time to push it back. KMT Caucus Secretary General Zheng Liwen is in an online news conference said she was puzzled as to why the commission had unanimously voted to delay the upcoming referendum on four proposals while leaving the Chen recall for deliberation. Well, she's got a point. It is kind of puzzling. All right, that's it for today's show. Be sure to hit like and subscribe, share it with all your friends. And if you can, it really does help us a lot, both psychologically and financially, if you support us as a patron on patreon.com/Taiwan Report.
This has been brought to you by the Taiwan Report. For more content like this, become our patron at report.tw.
哎呦，就是那个台湾狗啦，最喜欢我的台湾狗了。